My goodness, there's a lot to react to from that first hour of the Nolan Show this morning. The 350 million that Boris is talking about, we can get control of that money after Brexit, is what Boris was saying. Head of UK statistics saying that 350 figure is misleading. And then Sir Geoffrey Donaldson in the newsletter today saying that if the Irish government gets involved in any way at proposing solutions to Northern Ireland affairs, the impasse at Stormont, the DUP will walk. The Reverend Eric Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Thanks for ringing us. Yeah. What would you like to say?
Well, I'm like many people in Northern Ireland, are disgusted that we're sitting and this whole government thing's hanging on the Irish language and the Ulster Scots and so forth. Here we have the situation, our hospitals are desperate, people are dying, people can't get their appointments. Months and months away. And I have a boy here, a special needs child, is in and out hospital and putting off different things to happen, the operations and so forth over his life, all because of the shortage of money. And we're here, the Sinn Féin and these people want to spend millions of pounds on a language which is not necessary. They want to do it, go to school, like I have to go and learn French and paid for it. And
well, Sinn Féin aren't on the programme to defend themselves today, but they would say that what they're wanting is equality for everybody in this country. That in terms of gay rights, they just want people, if they love each other, to be able to get married. And in terms of an Irish Language Act, it's no threat to the English language, but they want people who celebrate Irish language to have protection.
But
that's what
is,
they would say.
Stephen, it's the cost of all this, and everybody hiding the cost. It's going to cost, I'm imagining it's going to, 30 million wouldn't even cost be the money. That should be in the hospital. The more important thing, a language is no good to me or to some child or some mother who's lying in the hospital sick and they're spending money which should be diverted to the needs of the country. And there's another where I live. Our grasses haven't been cut for near a year. The trees are growing that big. They're hanging right over the footpath. Now, and some of them noticed the other day, nearly under the road, haven't been cut down because there's no money. Yet they're going to be able to find £30 million, or ever what it's going to cost, for a language that is not important at the end of the day. Health, jobs, and all these other things are important to the people of Northern Ireland. And it's about time that they get together. And another thing...
Well, let me just hold on now. Hold on. Declan Kearney, who... What's he? He's the chairperson of Sinn Féin, isn't he? I think that's his correct title. He was writing on the Eamon Malley website. And he says the following. He says, an Irish Language Act is about more than freestanding language legislation. The implementation of an act is central to parity of esteem and proper official acceptance of the Irish national identity in the north of Ireland. So in writing that, Declan Kearney has brought clarity as to what Sinn Féin want from an Irish Language Act. They want more than language rights. They're talking about an official acceptance of the Irish national identity in what he says is the north of Ireland.
Then you must give recognition to the Ulster Scots. You have to give recognition to the Chinese, to the other minorities in this country. Polish, it's very, very, there's a lot of Polish people. So we'll give a recognition to everybody to keep it right. Where do you draw the line? My point is this here. All right, what is the most important
Irish is
thing?
The indigenous language of Ireland, of course.
Look,
isn't
Stephen,
it?
I say again, if I'm not in hospital, ill, I'm not caring if a man speaks Irish or what, I want the doctor to tell me in English that he can operate me. Instead of saying, sorry, we'll have to postpone your operation because we have no money. As my daddy used to say to me, son, you can't eat flags. Flags don't help the end of day.
The Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, can release that money if he so chooses to do so.
Yes, they probably could. But the point that says here, every government has a budget. I mean, I was in the council for 20 years.
This is the billion that's been promised as part of the DUP Tory deal.
Well, that might be the point. I'm not more interested in that. I'm interested
in... you're interested in money.
I've rang you for...
You're interested in money.
I'm interested in putting the money in the right place.
Well, Brokenshire roads, surely can release that money,
yes,
can he not?
But the point is here, the money should not be used for these things which
okay.
are secondary.
Okay. Eric, thank you this morning. Raymond and Clogher. Morning, Raymond.
Stephen, are you going to allow me to make my point? Because I've come on here trying to engage in the debate which is going forward.
And well, I haven't interrupted you.
You have cut me off. You've just switched me off and you haven't allowed me. Now, you allowed Eric to have his say there. But
you're a former Sinn Féin councillor by memory, aren't you?
I'm a former Sinn Féin councillor. Nelson McCausland's on your programme there every day and he's claiming now he doesn't represent the DUP. I don't represent Sinn Féin, but I still have a viewpoint. And I'm still entitled to make my viewpoint. Eric just was saying there that, 30,000 for an Irish Language Act. Nobody has put a price on the Irish Language Act. But what about, there's a neighbour of mine down the road here who has got 900,000 out of the RHA. Would that not be better going to the NHS? There are a lot of things I would like to say. But the point that I came on to make was, Geoffrey Donaldson just drove home the point why there is not an agreement at Stormont. There's not an agreement about Stormont because the DUP don't want anything that's remotely in any way Irish at all. They don't want any input from the Irish government.
Wow.
And yet, if you go back to where the treaty was signed, where the border was drawn up, and where the treaty was signed, 75% of the people of Ireland voted for Sinn Féin to set up a government independent of the British. And yet, the British government, with the threat, Lloyd George and Winston Churchill were the two people involved, set up... partitioned Ireland with the threat of fear...
What do you think is going to break the impasse?
Therefore, well, you have to have an Irish input into it. One of the things that I was very disappointed with within the Good Friday Agreement was why we decided that only the people of the north of Ireland had a right to vote in a referendum on the island of Ireland.
Right,
because this is all about the island of Ireland.
So you don't believe in the principle of consent in terms of what the Northern Irish people want?
Yeah, because the Northern Irish people never got an opportunity of voting for partition. Nobody voted for partition.
Right. So you don't believe in the Good Friday Agreement?
Pardon?
You don't believe in the Good Friday Agreement?
Oh, I'm supporting the Good Friday Agreement, but I'm saying...
What about the principle of consent?
I would not have agreed with that in it at the time, but we'll have to go with what we've got.
What about this? What do you make of this? Because I think it's actually quite significant what Declan Kearney has said, certainly in terms of clarity, that for Sinn Féin, the Irish Language Act is not just about the freestanding language legislation. It is now about what he describes proper official acceptance of the Irish national identity in the north of Ireland. So for those people, be they unionists or whatever other political background, what does that mean?
Well, if I said at the office,
the official acceptance,
I don't speak for Sinn Féin.
Yeah, but the official acceptance of Irish national identity.
In fact,
let me put it out to you today,
take
listening.
Hold on.
Let me put that out to you today, listening from wherever you're listening from. 0303 80 55 55. Be you a nationalist, be you a unionist, whatever you are. The official acceptance of the Irish national identity in the north of Ireland. What would that practically mean on the ground? Would you let me finish the point? Does that mean all street signs in Ireland, in Irish as well as English? Does that mean the affirmative action that's currently in the Cathal na Cumhála and Sinn Féin proposals, which form the basis of the Sinn Féin negotiations? What does this mean? Go ahead, Raymond.
Geoffrey Donaldson's saying that there is no room for anything Irish at all. I'm an Irish person. I live in the six counties. But I'm an Irish person. Why have I not got a right to my identity? And that's what Declan Kearney's saying, is that this is not just about an Irish Language Act. This is about allowing people to express their Irish identity.
He also says, in this Eamon Malley, on the Eamon Malley website, he also says, Declan Kearney also says, there's an Irish way of life in the north of Ireland which has been and continues to be ridiculed and disrespected by senior DUP figures, among others, he says.
And that's true.
Right. So help me understand then from your, and you know you're not Declan, we have asked for Declan Kearney this morning, by the way, to explain this. But it, you say that's true, Raymond. How do you think your Irish way of life is being depleted?
Tom Ellis got elected for a brief period here as MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone, and he said he would not attend a Gaelic football match.
But how's that interfering in your Irish way of life?
Well, Tom Ellis not going to stop the GAA.
Can someone please tell me?
Well, why is he objecting?
Forget about Tom Elliott. I'm not talking about Tom Elliott this morning. Here's what I'm asking you.
In context as well, Stephen. This is about an Irish way of life.
Right. Could you explain to me, or could someone explain to me, because Declan Kearney, we can't get him this morning. We'll see if we can get him later. Declan Kearney is saying in this article that he believes the Irish way of life in the north of Ireland has been and continues to be ridiculed and disrespected. How is it being ridiculed? Can someone give me an example?
Holding your nose to talk to Republicans? Crocodiles? How has it not been?
Raymond, thank you. Goodness, look at the phones here this morning. We'll come back to this in just a second or two. On Europe and the $350 million, Connor in East Belfast. Morning, Connor.
Good morning, Stephen. Obviously, Boris's 4,000-word essay was pretty much a political game, shooting across the bows of Theresa May, perhaps just undermine her. But obviously, he's economical with the truth. But the UK does have a legal commitment to the $350 million. That's correct. Now, yes, there are rebates, the 27. But so, for instance, you talked about a $27 million research grant. They could decide to withdraw that, so that might not happen. But has anybody actually at any point said, isn't it still absolutely fantastic? £171 million a week. That works out at like £1 million an hour. Like the first half an hour would pay, well, get your salary sorted for the year anyway. But then after that, we've got £1 million an hour. We could do so much with that. Has nobody, even although his argument, you know, the argument, the problem that he caused by what he said, has anybody going, isn't that fantastic? What great news. What fantastic news. We'll have £171 million a week to spend as we wish under our control. That's the bit I think everybody keeps missing.
Connor, thank you. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just happen to think, I was looking at the following the argument of Brexit and the Tory party, and unless they get their act together, you're going to find Labour in power for at least one term. And that's what I think.
You think Corbyn's going to get in, do you?
Oh, well, unless the Tories get their act together. Trump's going down in favour in America. Boris is seen like a Trump-like figure, so I think Boris has had his day as regards being the leader. I think William Hague's article in the Daily Telegraph today, that's what William Hague said. If they don't get their act together, if they don't unite around a single policy, the face has been beaten in the next election.
Alex, thank you. Fred in Lisburn. Morning, Fred.
Good morning. I would have just like to remind Nelson McCausland that it actually did say £350 billion to the NHS on several of the DUP election posters, one which was outside Castlereagh Borough Council offices and several in the Lisburn area. So it was a pledge to the NHS.
I don't know if those were DUP election posters, actually. I don't think they were.
They were on DUP referendum posters for the Leave campaign.
Okay. Fred, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Andre Murphy from the Andersonstown News. Good morning to you.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I'm looking at this. I actually would encourage people to read it. The Declan Kearney article on Eamon Malley's website, eamonmalley.com. And the sentence, Andre, that is really sticking out to me,
mm-hmm.
are the sentences are the following. So let's be clear, says Declan Kearney. An Irish Language Act is about more than freestanding language legislation, albeit an essential requirement, he says. So up until now, all of the discussion has been, well, the Irish Language Act is about Irish language. Sinn Féin are moving this now, certainly publicly, from it being about Irish language to it being more. And here's what I'd like to ask you, Andre. He says, the implementation of an act is central to parity of esteem and proper official acceptance of the Irish national identity in the north of Ireland. Official acceptance of the Irish national identity. What does that mean?
I think that he is absolutely capturing that idea that Irishness and being an Irish citizen in our own country has been demeaned and undermined for far too long. And I think when he's looking at the Irish Language Act, he's capturing why this means so much more to nationalism than just Irish language and the preservation of the language and all of those things that it means. He has got this idea, I think absolutely right, that it means a lot more. And the DUP need to get their heads around it, that this is about Irish citizenship, how that is promised under the Good Friday Agreement, and how we ensure that it is given parity of esteem and also dignity of place.
So what is being described as the Irish Language Act, the clue in the title, some people, the majority of people might have thought, OK, so this is about protecting the Irish language because it's called the Irish Language Act.
Yes.
In fact, it's not just that. It's about the official acceptance of the Irish national identity. And that brings in a lot more than rights around language.
Except it doesn't. So what it does is the Irish Language Act is exactly what it says on the tin. It ensures that there's protection for the Irish language and for those who speak it and use it in their everyday lives. But it is an indicative part of what needs to happen to ensure that people have confidence that they are not going to be insulted and demeaned as the DUP have done in the past.
But that's not, that's not what Sinn Féin are saying. Sinn Féin are saying, I'm reading from their words here through Declan Kearney, an Irish Language Act is about more than freestanding language legislation. So it's about more than legislation around the language.
Well, that's what exactly what I'm after saying to you. So
you said accept
the legislation. It is, but the legislation in law does exactly what it's meant to do. But for nationalism and the Republican community, it is an indicative part of how we will ensure that Irishness and Irish citizenship will be protected in the future and that we will realise the promise of the Good Friday Agreement. And that we haven't seen unionism living up to that to date. And we haven't seen the British government living up to that.
So help
and
me
I think that it is emblematic of that.
So help me understand this. Sinn Féin will not accept an Ulster Scots Act. The Ulster Scots being protected in an all-encompassing act which would give the same protections or similar protections to Ulster Scots as it would to the Irish language. And if I read this statement from Declan Kearney and just replace Irish language by Ulster Scots, tell me why this wouldn't be acceptable to the nationalist community. So let's be clear, an Ulster Scots Act is about more than freestanding language legislation, albeit an essential requirement. The implementation of an act is central to parity of esteem and proper official acceptance of the Ulster Scots identity in Northern Ireland. Why is that? Why can't both languages be protected within one act? It's precisely what I was asking John O'Dowd yesterday.
And John O'Dowd, from the little bit that I heard of yesterday, answered you that we need to have a freestanding Irish Language Act, partly because of the way the Irish language and Irish identity has been treated in the past, and also because we need to understand the reach of the Irish language within the nationalist community.
But people who care about Ulster Scots would say, look at how Ulster Scots has been treated in the past. They care passionately. Is the secret to unlock the deadlock in Northern Ireland for us all not to respect what each other is passionate about?
And to
encompass that in one act. Why is Sinn Féin insisting on a freestanding act which doesn't give one modicum of protection to the Ulster Scots identity?
I don't think there's been any sense that Ulster Scots won't be protected and that there isn't a discussion around Ulster Scots.
Yeah, and John O'Dowd said he would have no objection to a separate Ulster Scots Act, but my question is, why can't it all be in the one bit of legislation?
Look, the way that I see it personally is that the Irish Language Act has to be freestanding and that in no way precludes the Irish, the Ulster Scots identity in any way. And no one can say to me that the Ulster Scots identity has been demeaned, insulted and humiliated the way that Irish identity has been.
This is about payback, is it?
St Andrews. It is about that. And
is
I think
this about payback then?
Got that right.
Is this about payback?
Oh, it's not about payback. It's about protection. It's about ensuring equality of citizenship and that people are afforded that dignity in the future. It's in no way undermining anyone else's rights. It's in no way trying to have a payback. It's about standing firm and everyone benefits.
I'm just drawn.
People's rights are
protected. It's the same tack I went down a matter of weeks ago when we'd been talking about the Irish Language Act, indeed, for many months. And I said, but what's in it? And it wasn't clear what's in it. And so I'm just drawn by this phrase now, official acceptance of the Irish national identity. What does that specifically mean? Because if it's official, it needs to be spelt out. If it's within an act, it needs to be detailed. So what, you know, official acceptance of the Irish national identity, what specifically would that mean? I think would be an interesting question for Sinn Féin.
Well, I think that what you're looking at is about implementation of previous agreements. So you have the Good Friday Agreement that absolutely protects Irish citizenship, but that has been undermined in the past 20 years. So ensuring the long-promised implementation of a commitment to the Irish Language Act ensures that there is official recognition of Irish citizenship. And how those two are connected is very clearly spelt out now, I think.
Okay. Here's Albert and Glyn Gormley. Andre, thank you. Albert, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, Declan Kearney has let the cat out of the bag this morning that it's not about people speaking Irish. This is another push for their United Ireland, where he basically saying now that we should have this act and then we'll go to... They'll push for joint authority, which has been mentioned in the past. And if you look at the Belfast Agreement said that you could class yourself as Irish or British. Now, this is part of the United Kingdom. And the likes of Gerry Adams, Declan Kearney, and a lot of other Sinn Féiners were actually born in the United Kingdom. And they deemed themselves, they could class themselves as Irish. And that is it. That basically,
what do you think official acceptance of the Irish national identity means? What do you think he wants?
What he wants is, this is another stepping stone for the United Ireland.
Albert, thank you. Peter next. Morning, Peter.
Well, Steve, you were talking to Gerard Mullen yesterday about the Irish language. Did you have to say some thing that was near extinct? I heard of something go extinct. It'll only go extinct if people aren't interested in not talking it. And they're going to blame people saying, right, Catholics didn't want to... weren't interested at the time, so the language was nearly out of fashion unless you're over the border. So what about at the unions? And the question I'd like to ask, does anybody want that quality commission that says, right, if this comes out, what way is it legally with our people like Chinese?
Peter, thank you. Brian next. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you this morning?
Go ahead, Brian. We have 1 minute left.
Sorry, Stephen. Very quickly, I'm an Irish Catholic born in Northern Ireland. I've worked in 14 countries around the world. I've always been able to say I've been Irish, including in Northern Ireland. In January, the storming came down because of the RHI. I was thought, now we're under this white screen of the Irish Language Act. I would rather the paid doctors. Nobody's, and that's not going to make me more Irish or less Irish than I am. If you haven't got the confidence to say with you are, it's your own problem.
Brian, thank you.